You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So firstly, a petition was signed by 15,000 people recently, which has been rejected by the Environment Minister, Nick Smith. The petition was started by the Bung the Boar group, with its aim to impose a moratorium on freshwater exports across New Zealand, after discovering that water bottling companies had been draining freshwater resources for as little as $500. I spoke to Minister Nick Smith on the controversial topic, firstly asking for the reasons behind his flat-out refusal of their petition.
Well, basically, the issue around freshwater resources in New Zealand is important, but the contribution from bottled water exports is so teeny and small that it's irrelevant. It's like saying you're going to solve Auckland's traffic problems by banning tricycles. So New Zealand has 500 trillion litres of water. We use about 2% of that. But of that portion that we use, the vast bulk of that is for irrigation, for town water supply and industry, and that is a million times more than the amount that is used in bottled water. In fact, the amount of bottled water exported was actually down from about 10 million to 9 million litres last year. So it's not just small, it is unbelievably small. It's 0.00005% of the total water resource. And then the second part is that for those that want to put a ban on water being exported in bottles, is it just creates such huge anomalies. In my home community in Nelson, I've got a couple of guys that were made redundant from Solid Energy, have set up a business both bottling and exporting water. They're only a few hundred metres away from a fizzy drink factory. Now, the fizzy drink factory consumes more water than they do. But why would you prohibit them, but not the fizzy drink factory, or for that matter, only a little bit further down the road, you've got Stoke Brewery, which again has got a permit for water and uses more, and makes beer. Now, it'd be really odd for the government to be punishing the company that bottles water, but saying we don't care about the ones that are using the same water to make fizzy drink, or for that matter, beer.
Just to address your first criticism, it appears that while they are concerned about the amount of water that is being extracted, even though you say it is insignificant on in a larger scale, it appears that one of their major concerns is the fact that water resource consent is being given behind the community's backs, whilst a small amount of money is actually being paid back to these communities for this. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, well, regional councils have responsibility around managing water permits, and I'm not one that says that it's appropriate to take water from every single spot across New Zealand for water bottling. For instance, in my part of the world, we've got the very special, some of the purest water in the world in the magnificent Waikaropupu Springs, we're considering a water conservation order. But to apply a blanket moratorium across the country, when currently we're only extracting 2% of New Zealand's total water resource, would be an ill-informed and overreaction that would simply put people out of work and do absolutely nothing for improving the way in which we manage water. I have got a bill before Parliament right now that's causing a bit of controversy, the Resource Management Amendment Bill. It is actually going to give councils more powers for charging all water users, not just those that are bottling water, but whether it be wineries or factories or dairy farms. What it enables regional councils to do is, rather than at the moment, people get a bit cross when they see a company applies for a water permit, it pays $2,000 and that's it. The new regulating banking power I'm giving to regional councils would enable them to charge a per litre amount, but they can only charge for the cost of managing that resource. So we're having to put more money into science, we are having to put more money into managing our water resources, and it is absolutely fair enough that the cost of that management falls back on those people that are using it, including water bottling companies. But we shouldn't pick on them alone, we should do it across all water users.
How do you address their protesters' concerns? Because you state that the amount is insignificant again, but then the public perception behind that's being pulled up kind of indicates that there's a distinct difference between how the community sees it and, I guess, how you portray it.
However, you've got to make government decisions not on the basis of perceptions, but on the basis of good science and facts. And when I say to people that the proportion of water that's taken by the bottling companies is a millionth of the amount that's taken for other purposes, I do think that appeals to their common sense and says actually putting a whole lot of energy and effort and moratoriums and bans on these guys would really distract us from the really important job of improving how New Zealand manages its fresh water.
Speaking of how New Zealand manages its fresh water, this petition appears to be a symptom of the government's failure to actually address these problems. How do you respond to this?
There's always going to be a sort of a group, particularly motivated by the Greens, focused on misinformation. My view is the government needs and is doing a good job. So, for instance, when we came to government, we only metered about 25% of water takes. We've increased that over 90% because we adopt the view, hey, look, you can't manage the freshwater resource if you're not measuring how much is being taken. As a consequence of that, we now have a significant number of red zones, which is areas where water extraction is prohibited because there are distinct areas at distinct time of the year where it would be wrong to grant more water consents. And so my view is the government's taking a science-based, good policy basis for improving fresh water and that we start losing the plot if we are distracted by sideshows. And like I say, I do think the analogy is relevant. Would New Zealanders want us to ban tricycles in Auckland's traffic issues and pretend that's a solution? Of course not, and this is in the same category.
You were quoted as saying that New Zealand produces significant amounts of drinkable water, when in fact the amount that is actually produced, which has come from floodwater in national parks, not from the actual water which is available for drinking. Where did you get these statistics from?
Well, firstly, the statistics about the amount of water that's bottled and exported is from Statistics New Zealand. They record that last year there was 8.7 million litres of water that was bottled and exported, and that was down by about 10% on the previous year. So the idea this industry's suddenly booming and growing is not correct. The second is in terms of the total water resource. Yes, of course. It includes all of the water that comes right across New Zealand, and that includes, you know, the rainfall that goes into our pristine lakes, like whether it be Manapouri or Tekapo, the very good water quality we have in a water body like Taupo, and some of the water, particularly in a flood event, is not suitable. Although, even if you take the big storm event that Auckland has had, there will be some of the water that's flowing into the Hinua Dam. That will have high levels of silt that will be unsuitable for drinking today, but as that silt falls out of it, it indeed will be the water that is consumed by the people of Auckland over the next 12, 18 months.
The protesters have concerns behind the fact that they're in danger of losing access to fresh water. How do you respond to these concerns?
Well, I think the concerns are invalid and ill-informed. That is that New Zealand actually only uses 2% of all of our freshwater resource. And the real issue is that you will have typically in a town water supply, and some of the people have come from Ashburton, where the council infrastructure is limited in the amount of water it has stored, in the size of its pipes, in the amount of water that it can provide for people in Ashburton to be able to water their gardens. But to pretend that the reason in Ashburton they can't water their gardens is because someone is doing some water bottling, is completely to lose proportionality. You could ban all the water bottling companies in New Zealand, and there still would be times when there are restrictions on us using our town water supply for greening our gardens.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.